Hey, babe, you okay? Oh no, you're sick?
Well, I mean, I knew when you came back from the party nothing good could have been happening.
No, I know. There are a lot of people. No, I know you're not used to it. I have a really big family. And yes, they're very loud. And it's not even 5 o'clock and they're already pretty drunk. Yeah, sure, I'll lie down with you. Scoot over. Okay. I'm a bit tired too. Yeah, no, they're a lot. They're a lot. I missed you though. Yeah. Well, it's difficult with so many people and so little time. You saw my niece though, right? Oh my goodness. Yeah, she's growing up so quickly. Yeah, last year. Do you remember? Last year she could barely walk. She would toddle around and then just fall right over. No, I promise. I don't have to go anywhere. You have my full, undivided attention. I promise. Holidays are stressful. My parents like you, though. Which is kind of surprising, because they're a little traditional. You know, old Southern parents. Well, not old, and not too Southern, but you know how they think. Yeah, I understand. Well, they do like you, though, and I knew that if you got that new, the new apron for my mom, she loved it. She has not stopped talking about it, and she hasn't taken it off, so you did a really good job. My great grandma. She's 95. She has not stopped grinning. She thought for years and years and years. She was so worried that, you know, I would never bring home a quality partner for Christmas. I don't know. Well, yeah, I know it's the. You know, I've been doing it for a few years, and it doesn't necessarily get easier. But what with the big family and the, you know, rambunctious children everywhere, and not getting a second of privacy. No, I understand why you're feeling a bit sick. Do you want me to? Let me check your temperature. Yeah, just my hand on your forehead. You don't seem too hot. Maybe a bit warm. Yeah. Sorry, I'm sleepy too. You did look really good out there though. Oh yeah, I've never seen someone be able to handle a kid so well. Yeah, half the time running around after the boys trying to keep them out of the tree and then beating them and climbing it, which was impressive. And then the other half of the time, letting the girls deck you out in the glitter and the crowns and the. No, it was so silly. Yes, I guess my niece does look like me. Yeah, we used to go out. I took her out for lunch every once in a while when my sister needed some alone time with her husband. Everyone thought she was my daughter, which was so frustrating. Well, I'm too young to be a mom. And she's 5 years older than me. Yeah. No, I guess I could be. I mean, well, if there's anyone I think I could do it with, I think it'd be you. No, you were so good with them. No, it's impressive. Like,
Look, I'm sure if we were to, you know, to raise someone, they wouldn't be so intense. We're both homebodies. Well, I know you could get it back in the day, but I mean, now it's all, you know, Netflix binges and tea drinking and, yes, very mellow. No, we're not old people. No, old people get more action than us.
No, kidding. If you wanted, I could run downstairs and grab some food.
Yeah, my, you know, my family's been sleeping away in the kitchen all day. That's why we were babysitting, right? You're not hungry? That's fine. No, I understand. Your stomach's not what hurts. Oh, it's just your head. Oh, that's all right. Do you want me to grab some Excedrin or some water or something?
No, okay. I can stay put with you.
I'll hold you. Yeah.
You don't need another blanket, do you? Well, it is freezing. I guess. Roaring fire. Big sweaters. No need for extra blankets.
What do you think of my sister's husband? Yeah, he's kind of weird. He's kind of weird with you too. I can't tell if he really, really likes you or like if he's just being weird. Yeah, you know, I'm kind of paranoid. Especially when it comes to her. Oh my goodness, I never told you. All right, well, when we were younger, you know. You know, I'm the younger one, but for some crazy reason, I was always more chill than her. We were teenagers. She, you know, partying every night, and she didn't really like school, not the way I did. And she went out with some kind of crazies. Oh yeah, well, you know how she is. Yeah, she was exactly. Even when we were, you know, she was in her early 20s and we were going out with her, she was intense. Yeah, but she's mellowed out so much. And this guy's just nothing like any of the people she used to be with. And I wonder if that's just because, you know, he's good husband material or if he's, like, what she needs now that she's mellow, but it just doesn't seem fun. I guess maybe so. I mean, I can't judge. I've only met him a few times, you know. I met him once before the wedding, then at the wedding, and then, you know, last year. I guess it can't be too bad because of the daughter they've been able to raise. Oh my God, she's the cutest. I can't get over it. You know I can't get over it. I'm sorry. She's like... Well, what do you think? About, you know, settling down. I mean, we've lived together for how long, and you've already come to like 3 of my family's Christmases, and we're spending Christmas Day with your parents tomorrow. Maybe it's time we, I don't know, take the next step? No, not try for a kid. Maybe we could adopt, or we could, you know, after. No. I'm sorry. I guess I'm in a Christmas family haze. No, I know. I only come over here like twice a year, and every time I leave, I'm kind of excited.
No, I guess. I don't know. The entire world has this really, really pretty haze over it right now. Like Christmas lights in the fog, or I don't know. It's like the entire house smells like apple pie, and my brain feels like apple pie. No. Not like it's mushy. No, I'm mushy because, you know, mushy, ooey-gooey, romantic, and. No, I'm the one not making sense. That's probably just because you're sick. You're sick, so you don't understand the brilliance that I am providing for you right now. Yeah, the Nobel Prize winning babbling of your ooey gooey girlfriend. Oh, I know. All right, so what's gonna happen tomorrow? Well, if you're not still feeling bad, then in the next few hours we're gonna go and probably going to help Uncle Joe put on his big Santa mask or Santa suit. And he's gonna give out, you know, presents for the kids. And you can finally see what I got you. So that tomorrow, when we're at your parents' for Christmas morning, you can give me what you got me, whatever that might be, not that I've looked. And it'll be great. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's probably after dinner. Or maybe that'll be in a little bit because we're missing dinner, but that'll be soon. Unless you're still sick, in which case I will help Uncle Joe all by my lonesome. And you can stay in bed. Yeah. No, I'll stay with you if you want. I can stay with you. I'm sure Oleander has the... you know, about herself. Yeah. No, she's good. She's done it enough times. Yeah. I know. Okay, no, I'll just stay with you for a bit. Yeah. And then we're gonna go to bed. Then Mom and Dad will go downstairs in the middle of the night and set up Santa for everyone. You know, we'll stay for the early, early morning to see what my niece and nephew get. And then we can head out to go to your parents. Yeah. Well, yeah, because we celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve. Like, we do all the gift stuff, and your parents do it all on Christmas Day, which maybe makes more sense, but I'm, you know, we're sucker for tradition, I guess. And then, oh yeah, we have that. We have our friend's Christmas party in tomorrow evening. I know. That involves, like, formal attire. Yes, my natural enemy. I guess, I mean, if we decide not to go, we could always stay in. I'm sure, I mean, we might be sick of Christmas movies by then. We could watch, I guess, Die Hard. Die Hard's like the perfect Christmas movie. Because it's like, has a great moral. It's a great moral value. It's like, super great for kids. And, yeah, no, I think that's what we're gonna do. If we stay in, if we don't go to our friend's thing. No, it's supposed to be, like, really fancy. Yeah, like, black ties and... there's, like, might have, like, a champagne fountain. Have you ever seen one of those? No, well, she's really excited about it. She hasn't been able to... She hasn't talked about anything else for, like, a month. Yeah. Yeah, us with Halloween is like these people with Christmas. It's a little bit insane. Well, yeah, well, we have the best Halloween parties, like, ever. Like, ever. And they have, like, pretty okay Christmas parties. Like, not as good as ours. Not as good as our Halloween parties, but, like, pretty all right. Okay. Yeah. Next week, well, I'm taking off for most of next week. Yeah, I don't have work. Well, I mean, you know my tips. Work, like, really, really hard leading up to the holidays and then, like, let yourself coast. Because then a whole bunch of things go on sale. Yeah. No, it's because I'm brilliant. Yeah, we can... I don't know, stay in. Relax a bit after the, you know, big holiday rush is over. Yeah. Sorry, no, I'm awake. Yeah, I think that'd be really nice, actually. You, me, couch. We should name our couch. Well, we're with it all the time. We might as well be in, like, a polyamorous relationship with our couch. Yeah, our next portrait is you, me, the couch, and any pets we get within the next year. I'm not saying my Christmas gift to you, it will be like a million dogs. But that'd be a good gift. Or a million cats. No, maybe not. Maybe not. No, let's just stay. Just for a little bit. If I'm summoned, I'll go down, but now you have my attention. My full and divided attention. Always. Yeah, I do love you. Like a lot. Yeah. Like, what's a good Christmas themed I love you statement? You jingle my bells, baby. No, not that. Oh, jeez. Jeez Louise. No, it's like, it's not even, not even six, it's just, we have time, no, we can take a sleep, yeah, sleep well, okay, I'll sleep.
I'm sure if the needles still come in, they know where we are.
Yeah. My childhood room.
Well, yeah, the bed is small. What'd you expect? I was small.
Well, I still am small. I'm not average height. I'm average height. Well, just because you're up against the end of the bed.
I'm not a cover hog. Don't give me that. Don't give me that nonsense.
You said you didn't want another blanket. That's all on you.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, here. All right, are you ready? Are you
good to sleep?
Okay. I love you.